Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine, and I am a manifestation and mindset life coach. I coach modern-day women on how to manifest their desires and create their dream life through helping up-level their mindset and radiate their inner glow. On Just Glow With It, we talk mindset, manifestation, and all things that modern women love. So from how to have a thriving social life, finding your dream career, to mastering self-care, I cover it all. If you're ready to embrace all the high vibes, up-level like never before, and live life the glow way, then keep on listening. And as always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I am your host, Jasmine, and I hope you are all having an amazing morning, day, evening, whenever it is that you are listening to this episode. For those of you who care to know, my day's been pretty good, I must say. It's been like my reset and restart type of day. So for the past few weeks, really, I have fallen off my morning routine, my gym routine, my skincare routine, all of my routines. I've just been like all over the place. I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, but as you girls know, my boyfriend and I are moving into our lofts in a few weeks. Well, actually, this month. For the last few weeks, we have been temporarily staying at his brother's house. It's kind of been like our in-between space from our previous residency to our next residency. So all in all, our time here is about a month and a half, if that. And so because we are only staying here for a month and a half, I didn't want to get too comfortable here because I knew that we would be moving very soon. So I didn't want to, you know, unpack all of my things just to pack it all up a month later, and you know, the whole process of moving. So since mid-September, we've been here and we've just been, like, I've just been all over the place. My routine has been thrown off because of this in-between space that we are in. And I mean, obviously I'm grateful to be here, but it's just been kind of difficult for me to keep up with my daily routines. And so for the past few weeks, like I said, I haven't been doing my morning routine, my skincare routines, any of my routines, and it's just taken a toll on me. I never realized how important routines are for me and how important it is for me to have like a consistent rhythm and a way I go about things. And so today I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of feeling all over the place. I am tired of feeling ungrounded. I need to do my best in getting some sort of routine. And I need to stop making excuses just because, you know, we're not settled in a place right now. That doesn't mean I can't still have a routine and I just don't want to feel all over the place. So I woke up this morning and for the first time in a few weeks, I did my morning routine, which was meditating for a few minutes. And then I wrote in my journal about what I was grateful for. And then I wrote how I wanted my day to go today. And then I wrote a to-do list. And then after my morning routine, I headed out to the gym, which I haven't been consistent with at all in the last month or so, and I'm trying to slowly get back to that. And so I went to the gym, I had a good workout, and after the gym, I got a iced coffee and headed to the grocery store, where I obviously bought groceries for the week coming up. And I'm proud of myself because I told myself I only wanted to spend $50 on groceries, and I ended up spending $51. So I was pretty impressed with myself. And so after I went to the grocery store, I came home, made lunch, and then I took lunch to my boyfriend's work, and now I am here recording this episode while I have the chance because everyone's out of the house right now. And, you know, that's how my day has been so far. And I'm feeling 10 times better than I have in the last few weeks. And I know it's because I started my day with a routine and doing the things that make me happy, which is taking care of my mind, my body, and my soul. So that's kind of what has been going on. I think I'm going to do a future episode on like routines and in that realm. But anyways, as you can tell from the title of this episode, I am talking all about feeling lonely and especially feeling lonely in your journey, in your spiritual journey, or just in your personal development journey, and how to find / manifest your tribe. So in today's episode, I am talking about my experience with feeling alone and just not fitting in, and feeling alone on your journey and how to navigate that, and also my tips on how to find and manifest your tribe. So let's just go ahead and get started in today's episode. All right, girls. So I really wanted to talk about my experience with feeling alone and just not fitting in and feeling like I don't belong, because this is something that I've struggled with my entire life. And I feel like I'm at a stage now where I am slowly finding my place, manifesting my people, manifesting my tribe. And I've come a long way from since I was a little girl to now a grown woman. And so I just want to dedicate this episode for all of the girls who feel lost right now, who feel like you don't fit in anywhere, or you can't really find your place and you haven't found your tribe. This episode is for you. I just want to say I've been there. I know how hard it is. I know how lonely it can be. And I just want to shed some light on this topic and really, and just support those who are currently struggling with this. So, a little backstory, I guess. Growing up, I never ever had like a solid group of girlfriends. I never felt like I fit in with a certain stereo, you know, type or clique or whatever you want to call it in school. And honestly, I was friends with a lot of different types of people from different backgrounds and cliques and all of that, but I was never particularly close with any of them. So I was kind of that friend who floated from group to group, but I wasn't super close to any of them. And aside from school, I also felt this way within my own family because, you know, for those of you who don't know, I'm half Mexican and half Persian. So growing up, I also didn't feel as though I fit in with either side of my family. And, you know, maybe this is just me and how I perceive things, but I always felt like, you know, when I was with my Mexican side of the family, I always felt that I wasn't Mexican enough because there were things culturally that I didn't understand or I didn't really truly resonate with. And then same thing with my Persian side of the family. There were things I didn't truly understand or resonate with. So I always felt like I was in this in-between. Like I wasn't Mexican enough for my Mexican side, and I wasn't Persian enough for my Persian side. So literally in all areas of my life, I felt like, where do I belong? Where do I fit in? And so when I graduated high school, I, you know, went to college, and I, at the same time, I started working at this restaurant. And it was during this time in my life where I started to develop a solid group of friends. And I got super close to a lot of my coworkers, some who I still talk to this day. And I also started making friends in college, obviously. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I felt like this sense of belonging and community. And I felt that I had found my people. And, you know, we would all go out to like parties and hang out and have fun. And I, you know, just felt like I had found my tribe. And so from like the ages of 19 to about 21, I had this solid group of friends. And it was great. It was a fun time. I look back at that time of my life and I, you know, I have good memories and stuff like that. But then something shifted within me when I was 21 years old and everything just felt different. I felt different. From 18 to 19 years old, that's when I first started getting into spirituality. And I was barely scratching the surface with, you know, the law of attraction and the universe and all things spirituality and all the things that I'm into right now. So I wasn't fully in it like I am now, but I was barely learning all of the things. And then when I turned 21, that's when something within me shifted. And girls, I honestly don't know how or why it happened, but it was as if though I had like this spiritual awakening. And I would say this was my second spiritual awakening. My first one was definitely when I was 19 years old. But then at 21, I had another spiritual awakening. And it was all of a sudden, I wasn't into all of the things that I was once into. I didn't care about the things that I used to care about. I didn't want to go out all the time like I used to. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but it just no longer interested me. And, you know, I felt like I no longer connected with the friends that I was friends with. And so slowly but surely, we started drifting apart. And it isn't because they did anything wrong or I did anything wrong. It was just that we were no longer on the same wavelength. And that happens all the time in friendships and in relationships. And it's okay. You know, sometimes people are just meant to be in our lives for a season. And once their time is done, it's done, and people drift apart and things change, and it's just a part of life. And so 21, had the spiritual awakening, drifted apart from my friends, was no longer resonating with the things that I once resonated with, and I was so confused, didn't understand what was happening to me, why I was feeling the way that I did. And so during the ages of 21 to 23, I entered this really weird stage in my life where I felt really alone, really isolated and confused because I couldn't understand what was quote unquote wrong with me. I wasn't understanding why I wasn't connecting with people my age anymore or why I felt so out of place. And because of that, I isolated myself a lot. And in the beginning of this transition and me feeling this way, it was really hard for me to cope with because, again, I didn't understand what was happening to me. I couldn't make sense of any of it. But then, interestingly enough, during this time where I isolated myself and just felt very alone is also the same time where I really, really got into personal development and I started, you know, diving deep into this world that I'm in now. And I started reading so many books, listening to podcasts and blogs and videos, and I just uncovered the personal development field and I fell in love with it and I immersed myself in all of the things. And now looking back, I understand why things happened the way it did. And I believe now that the reason why I felt so different during that time in my life was because I, like I said, had just experienced a spiritual awakening, and I was transitioning into this new life and being this new person, and the people in my life at that time did not fit the new life that I was about to make for myself. And so I believe that the universe took those people out to make room for the new people that were going to enter. And I also believe that I needed to be alone during that time period, you know, from ages 21 to 23, so that I could truly and fully focus on myself. Because let me tell you, girls, during that time when I got into personal development, I grew so much. For the first time in my life, I was able to recognize my own toxic behavior. And it was like super eye-opening because up until that point, I always blamed my circumstances for the way that I was and how my life was. And I always blamed outside sources for my problems. And then when I was able to recognize, wow, I have my own toxic behavior, everything shifted for me. And I began changing those behaviors. And I, you know, realized how the traumatic things that I experienced in my younger years was how it was negatively impacting me now. And I just learned so much about myself. And during that period of being alone, I grew into the person that I am now. I healed so many of my wounds, and I'm still healing them, and I'm forever going to be healing them. But, you know, it eventually led me to where I am now in life and to the people that I have in my life and just everything else. So obviously, I'm grateful for that. But this leads me to talking about feeling alone on your journey, whether it's a spiritual journey or just your own individual journey. And as I mentioned, I felt I needed to be alone for that period in my journey so that I could learn about myself and so that I could work on myself and just fully invest and focus on me. And what I want to say is, as painful as that may be to experience loneliness and being alone, sometimes it's really, really necessary. And what I want to say for the girls who are on a journey to grow and better yourself, if the current people in your life are staying the same while you're evolving, there is going to be disharmony. And it's just the way it is when you are elevating and the people that you're surrounded by aren't. And this is how I felt in my own journey because my friends were staying the same. And that's not to say that I was better than them or they were less than me. It was just a fact. I was evolving. I was growing. I was awakening my consciousness. And they weren't. And so once that was happening, we were no longer on the same frequency. Again, no one is wrong for this. You're not better than anyone for this. It just means you're not on the same wavelength anymore. And like I'm sure most of you have heard this before, you either grow with people or you grow apart. If you're currently experiencing this friction yourself, all I can tell you is don't try to fight it, don't question it, just let it happen organically and feel safe in the fact that the universe is removing things or people or situations in your life to make room for even better and more aligned situations and things and people to enter. And as long as you are the one that's growing and evolving, you should feel proud and grateful for that. And I can honestly say that when the universe was removing people from my life, yes, I was sad. Yes, I was devastated. But now looking back, I can say that I'm truly, truly grateful that it did happen because the people that I have in my life now, no shade or anything, but they're even better than what I could have imagined. Like, I truly have the most genuine people in my life. I am surrounded by people who inspire me because they're also making their own dreams happen. And I have selfless, loving, generous people who would drop anything for me, and they support me in any way that they can. And I've never had that before. So I promise you girls, you know, if you're drifting away from people, just let it happen. Let them go. Don't cling on to anyone just because you're afraid to be alone or because you've known them forever. Honestly, none of that matters. If the vibe is not there, then it's not there. And you can't fake a vibe. Like, you just can't. And it's so exhausting trying to keep a friendship or relationship going that is not meant to continue. You're going to spend and waste more energy trying to maintain a friendship than is needed. So that's, you know, kind of my two cents on feeling alone in your journey and losing people in your journey. Just understand it's a part of life. And when something is taken out of your life, just have faith it's being replaced with something even better. And so now I want to talk about how to actually find your tribe, manifest your tribe, and all of that. So I believe in order to find your tribe, you first have to know yourself and be okay with being alone. And I'll tell you why. Personally, for me, I didn't start manifesting my tribe until I knew exactly who I was. I knew what my morals were. I knew what my expectations were of others. And until I was okay being by myself. And I think it's super, super, super important to learn to be okay with being by yourself before you get into a relationship or before, you know, you build solid, true friendships. Because personally speaking, I've had friends, and I'm sure I've been that friend at one point in time, where they couldn't be alone. Like, they always had to be talking to you or be with you, or they just didn't like being alone, and they always had to have someone with them at all times. And honestly, that is such exhausting friendship or relationship to have. And I'm just gonna be straight up and say, we are all grown adults who have responsibilities and who have our own lives. And for me personally, I don't have time to coddle someone 24/7 because they don't know how to be alone, because they don't like to be alone, because for whatever their reasons are, I don't have time for that. Neither do a lot of people. You know, we all are dealing with our own stuff. We all have our own lives going on, and none of us have the time or the energy to constantly be coddling someone because they don't know how to be alone. And it's just, that's why it's super important to learn to rely on yourself and learn to be your own best friend first. So that's like my number one tip in finding your tribe, is be your own best friend first. Do the things you would do with your friends by yourself. Go to lunch by yourself. Go shopping by yourself. Go get a manicure and pedicure by yourself. You don't have to constantly be with people. And again, like, codependency is not healthy at all. So my number one tip, again, by the way, I just checked the clock and it's 222. Hello, angel number. Anyways, okay, so yeah, my number one tip is in finding your tribe is learn to be your own best friend and be okay being alone. And my second tip is know who you are. And the way that you get to know and learn who you are is by spending time alone. And what I mean by knowing who you are is knowing what things are you actually into. For example, I didn't know I was into yoga until I tried yoga for the first time by myself. And had I not done that, I probably wouldn't have known I liked yoga, because my friends at that time weren't into yoga or any of those types of activities. So figure out, experiment, what is it that you like to do? How do you like to spend your time? Like, go out of your comfort zone and what you're used to, and you will find that you are into a lot of things that you didn't think you might be interested in. Knowing what kind of music you like, knowing what are your actual opinions and feelings on situations that matter, and not just following what the crowd thinks and feels, and just knowing what it is that you truly believe in and what you truly stand for and what your own morals are, not the pressures that your friends may give you or society or whatever. Because sometimes, oftentimes, actually, especially in our adolescent years, we give ourselves this pressure to fit in and to feel like we belong. So oftentimes what happens is we will mold ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, our opinions to fit the status quo so we can feel like we belong. And it isn't until we step out of that and like really ask and question ourselves, what do I really think about this topic or this situation or whatever? You may find that your opinions and your feelings and your views actually differ. So that's really super important, is to just know who you are. And my next tip is Know who you want to be around, what kind of friend you want, and then be that friend. Be that person that you want in your own life. And this was a really big lesson for me to learn. Just learning who you want to be around, and learning who you want to be around goes hand in hand in knowing who you are. So, you know, when I started learning who I was, I got super clear on the type of people I wanted to be around. And for me, this is what came up. I knew I wanted to be around people who also believed in the universe, who were spiritual like me. But again, that doesn't mean I'm only friends with people who are spiritual. I have friends from different backgrounds, but, you know, just throwing that out there. I knew I wanted to be around people who didn't gossip or who weren't super negative. And this wasn't to say that, you know, to be my friend, you have to be positive all the time, because I definitely am not, and my best friend, she knows this. But it's just like, you know, there's those people who are constantly negative, constantly complaining, and those were the type of people I did not want to be around. So I knew that. I knew I wanted to be around people who were actually going after their dreams and making shit happen, because I'm actually going after my dreams and making shit happen. So obviously I want to be around that same vibe. And I wanted to just be around people who are supportive and genuine and down to earth, and, you know, also liked nice things too, because, you know, I've consider myself a really down-to-earth person, but don't get it twisted, because I like nice things too. I still have that little bougie side of me, but at the end of the day, I know what truly matters in life. And I also wanted people who were into the same things like me, like getting your nails done, going to coffee shops, going to dinner, having girls' night in, doing yoga, you know, meditating, things like that. And, you know, as the laws of the universe works, when you know what you want, the universe brings it into your reality. But before it can do that, you have to be that thing you want. So for me, I had to be the kind of friend I wanted in my life before those friends could enter my life. I think this is a really key thing to note, because I feel like oftentimes we emphasize on how we want others to treat us, how we want our friendships to be, but we don't take the time to ask ourselves, am I that kind of friend? Am I the friend that I would want? It's really important that you be the kind of friend you would want. And, you know, once you do that and you get clear on what you want and you become that, you will begin to attract and find your tribe. And that's definitely has been true for me. You know, I've met my tribe through work, through friends of friends, through social media, through going to coffee shops and yoga studios. And, you know, it'll just happen. But you also have to put yourself in positions to receive, to meet people. So, like, going to places where you would go with your tribe and doing things you would want to do with your tribe. So, obviously, like I said, I would like to go to coffee shops with friends. So what I did was started going to coffee shops by myself, just, you know, for myself. And I met friends that way. So doing things that you would want to do with your friends on your own. And so that's kind of my whole two cents on feeling alone and finding your tribe. But, you know, before I end this episode, I just want to reiterate that your tribe, your people, your home is out there, and you don't have to keep people around just for the sake of not being alone. You are safe and okay to lovingly let people go that you feel just don't fit your life anymore. And it doesn't make them bad. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make anyone better than anyone. You get to decide who you want in your life, what types of characters you want in your life. And don't ever allow anyone to make you feel guilty for making that choice that is rightfully yours. And what I also want to say for those of you who currently feel alone in your journey is, you're not weird. You're not different. There isn't anything wrong with you. You are fine just the way you are. You are meant to be exactly who you are. And there are people in this world who will love you for who you are in all aspects. And you don't have to try and be anyone else other than yourself. And if you feel like you have to be anyone else other than yourself to fit in with a group of people, those aren't your friends. I'm telling you right now, your tribe will love and accept you for who you are. And anything other than that is not your tribe. Just again, know that you are amazing just as you are. You are enough. And we are all unique for a reason, because if we were all the same, it'd be a really, really boring world that we would live in. So thank God we don't. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would greatly, greatly, super greatly appreciate it if you can leave a review, because it helps other people to find this podcast. Share it with someone who you think might enjoy this podcast, or I would also appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on Instagram stories, tag me in it. I love when you girls do that. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I'm going to continue on my reset, restart day that I have going on. I have some laundry to do, cleaning to do, prepping for the new week to do. But as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.